It's time for Morning Music with Graham Pascoe. In today's program, you'll hear recordings by people, quite a few of them are in trios. For example, the Kingston Trio, the trio of Irish tenors. I'll include the Maguire Sisters, a trio of American singers. And the Seekers, well, they're not a trio, but a trio plus one. And the same could be said from or about ABBA.
Somewhere there's music, I'll play the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above, love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me, it's out of you. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will still my heart, how high the moon.
The Moon, written by Nancy Hamilton and Morgan Lewis for a musical production, Two for the Show. That was a hit for Les Paul and Mary Ford in 1951.
Throughout history, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. I met her on the mountain, there I took her life. Met her on the mountain, stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't it been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee.
Oh, well now, boy,
hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head and cry.
Oh, boy, oh,
hang down your head and cry. Oh, boy, you're bound to die.
Oh, well now, boy.
This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be.
down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die.
Oh, well, now, boy.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Did you remember that one? The Kingston Trio sang Tom Dooley. It was their first hit, and what a hit it was. It reached the number one spot in our charts in 1958. The Kingston Trio, Tom Dooley. Wheel of Fortune, K-Star's hit from the 1950s, song written by Benny Benjamin and George Weiss. I'm taking us now to a song that originated in a 1937 motion picture.
Thank you. cottage that two can fill, and we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live. Someday we may be adding a wing or two, a thing or two. We will make changes as any family will, but we will always be called meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look. Baby and Joe, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like to be called what they have always been called, the folks who live.
Wasn't that a sensitive performance of The Folks Who Live on the Hill by Peggy Lee, written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II for a motion picture, High, Wide and Handsome, in 1937. My next two selections are Irish songs, written by American composers.
There's a tear in my eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all.
With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, so there's never a teardrop should fall.
With your sweet lilting laughter, like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you can smile all the while, or all other times smile. So let's smile a smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, what is life?
The loveliest part, and it makes even sunshine more bright.
like the linnet's sweet song, crooning all the day long, comes your laughter so tender and light.
For the springtime of life is the sweetest of all, and there's never real care or regret. For springtime is
Irish Eyes Are Smiling in 1999, and in 1923 the Irish tenor John McCormack recorded Mother McCree. Both songs written by Ernest R. Ball, an American songwriter, in the early part of the 20th century. And a particular Irish connection with the next song, it was written by British composer Les Reed. He wrote songs for Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck. There is perhaps a very slight Irish connection in the singer you'll hear.
Life is like an open book, and as I glance back through the pages, I see the chances I often took, though I was never too courageous. Life's never easy all the time. The hills you climb often lead nowhere. Of ups and downs, I've had my share. That's what life is all about. I've known success, some mild acclaim, and thinking of it gives me pleasure. And I've had some stress, the scars remain, when Lady Luck gave me short measure. When things went wrong, I'd fake a smile, but that's my style, 'cause I've been around. And having been around, I've found that's what life is all about. It's been a joy I can't deny, though some may think I took things lightly. But man and boy, I looked on high and never failed to thank him nightly. When I look back, I can't forget the friends I've met and the things they've done. I thank them all. It's been great fun. As for me, I have no doubt that's what life is all about. That's what life is all about.
Bing Crosby was accompanied by the British Orchestra of Pete Moore in that recording from 1976. That's what life is all about. And, the Irish connection, little bit of Irish ancestry in Bing Crosby's case. You're listening to Morning Music with Graham Pascoe on your community radio station, 2MCFM. It's just after 9:30.
Sorry now, who's sorry now, whose heart is aching or breaking each month, who's sad and blue, who's crying too, just like like a friend. I try to warn you somehow. You had your way, now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now.
To be together, dear, slipping around,
afraid we might be found.
I know I can't forget you, and I've gotta have you near.
But we just have to slip around and live in constant fear.
Oh, you're tied up with someone else, and I'm all tied up too.
I know I've made mistakes, dear,
but I'm so in love with you.
I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back to me,
and I won't have to slip around to have your company.
I know I've made mistakes, dear,
but I'm so in love with you.
I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back to me,
and I won't have to slip around, and I won't have to slip around to have your company.
That was Slipping Around. It was sung by Margaret Whiting and Jimmy Wakely, a hit in 1950, a song written by Floyd Tillman. And it was preceded by Gloria DeHaven, who, American movie star, acted in about 14 movie musicals in the 40s and 50s. I refer to Gloria DeHaven, who's Sorry Now, written by Ted Snyder, Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby.
Someday, sweetheart, you are gonna be so sorry, dear, for what you've done to my poor old heart. And you may regret all the vows you've broken, the things you did to make us drift apart. You're happy now, so you can't see how the weary blues can come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap, honey child, and what you reap will make you weep someday, sweetheart. to my poor old heart, and you may regret all the vows you've broken, things you did make us drift apart. Of course you're happy now, so you can't see how the weary blues can come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap. What you reap will make you weep someday, sweetheart.
That was Frankie Lane's recording of Someday, Sweetheart, written by the Spikes brothers, John and Reb Spikes. I think the first time I heard the next song that I'm going to play for you, it was when Frank Ifield had a hit with it in 1962. I learned later that the song originated about 20 years beforehand. I'm going to play a recording made in 1941 of I Remember You.
Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour or so, I recall that I saw your smile. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember, too, a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I remember you. Life is through, and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all. Then I shall tell them I remember you. I remember you.
I Remember You, written by Victor Schertzinger and Johnny Mercer, sung by Bob Eberly with the orchestra of Jimmy Dorsey.
Please say you'll be tempt me, but I'll never, 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 never let him go.
The Maguire Sisters sang Sincerely in 1955. After the Maguire Sisters, you heard Billy Vaughan's orchestra's recording of Melody of Love.
see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I've watched them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll ever know. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. On the faces of the people passing by, I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I've watched them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll ever know. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world. Written by Bob Thiele and George Feiss in 1967, recorded by Ricky May, New Zealand-born Ricky May, who established a very successful career in Australia. That recording of Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers was a hit in 1960, and in the same year, we enjoyed this one.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. Don't eat nothing but a bear cat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oo. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. And he can knuckle your head before you count to four. Got a big ugly club and a head full of howl. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man that is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
Jungle tearing limbs off of trees, knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better, cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. The toughest man there is alive.
Alley-oop.
Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide.
Alley-oop.
He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
There he goes.
Alley-oop.
Look at that caveman go.
Alley-oop.
He sure is hip, ain't he?
Alley-oop.
Like what's happening?
Alley-oop.
He's too much. Ride, daddy, ride. Hi-yo, dinosaur. Ride, daddy, ride. Get 'em, man. Like Hipsville.
Over the years, many songs have been written about comic characters. For example, one was a show about Little Abner. But that would be the only song that I've played that I can remember about a caveman in comic character, Alley Oop, recorded by the Hollywood Argyles in 1960.